Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Absolutely love it when we have company in the studios. Yes, Shante Atkins is on her way to the studios. Here's her song, God Sees You. This is Real Gospel.
An internal bleeder, can't see your pain, but it can silently kill ya. So deeply wounded, but don't say a thing. Too afraid of what the people may say or think. So you just sit there and you suffer in silence. Your pride won't let you just uncover your secret. Don't wanna look weak in your image, it ain't worth losing. So you just act as if it's nothing happening. Like an internal bleeder, can't see your pain, but it can silently kill ya. Suicidal, depressed, but you won't say a thing. Too afraid of what the people may say or think. You feel alone even though the people surround you. Popping pills every night even though you know they can't solve it. The emotional pain, it just seems way too heavy. Your mind is racing, wanna scream, somebody help me.
God sees you, and God hears you. Yes, God loves you.
These type of people sit right under our noses. We don't find out till we're on IG scrolling. We post a few memes, but then it keeps on happening. Something's gotta change, we gotta start talking and telling the truth without the fear of judgment. Gotta come together and release our loving and heal these people cause they're slowly dying. Help them believe that their life is worth living.
God sees you, and God hears you. Yes, God loves you.
I pray there's an end to this suicide demon. We losing people too soon, they cutting and bleeding. They think no one cares, so I wrote this song to tell you. My God, he cares and he can heal you. He sees you when you're crying yourself to sleep, wondering if anybody hears me. You tell yourself you can't go on no more, but your life is worth fighting for. Don't leave this world too soon. There's so many people who really love you. Jesus is calling for you. He knows and he can hear you. I know you're hurting deep down inside, but my God, he came to give you life. You think no one cares, so you just sit there. I'm talking to you, get up from there. You gotta believe there's something better.
Something so much better.
God put purpose deep inside of you. The whole world is waiting for you. You.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have in the studios with me, Shante Atkins. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
Yeah, get right close to the mic. So
it's good to be here.
Thank you. Thank you. So you said you hadn't been in the city of Nashville in 6 years?
Yes, it's been that long.
When you were here last time, what were you here for?
The Stellar Awards.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. So it has been gone for a while, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I miss it here.
I know.
But I bet you don't. Well,
because it's closer.
Yeah.
You know, but I really liked it here. Okay. I enjoyed it. Yeah.
Okay.
My first year going was here, so.
Okay. Great.
Yeah.
Mine's too.
Nice.
Mine's too. As a matter of fact, I met your sister. Which one was it? Tina.
Black hair.
No,
okay.
Erica.
Okay.
I met her several years ago. Not that she remembers. She was hosting one time and came down the hall and did some radio drops for me and things of that stuff. So, but it's been that long.
Nice.
So, yeah. So, for those who don't know, you are part of the Mary family.
Yes, I'm the baby sister.
Or the Campbell family. Not the Campbell family.
Atkins.
Okay, break it down for us.
All right, here
okay,
we go. Yeah, bam. Okay. So, the maiden name is Atkins. So, we're the
okay.
Atkins sisters.
Gotcha.
Erica and Tina both married someone with the last name of Campbell. So, they're Campbells, but the rest of us are Atkins.
Got you.
Yeah.
So, the two Campbells that they married, are they brothers?
Not at all.
Look at God. That's amazing. They just happen to have the last name Campbell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I enjoyed watching the show Mary. I enjoyed watching the spinoff, which was it the Campbells?
Yes, with
okay.
the Campbells.
With the Campbells. I enjoyed watching that. I enjoyed watching the clips from your sister. What's her name? Gugu?
Yes.
Now,
yes.
She was doing fashion tips or...
Yes, it was a Guru Style.
Okay, that was it.
She had a show with YouTube.
Okay,
With MTV.
So is she going to continue to do that?
She is.
Okay. What about for TV?
There's more in the works. I'll
okay.
just say that.
Okay. So let's talk about you. Before,
yes.
So we're here for you, but I wanted to sort of give people that backdrop and synopsis for those who are listening who just might not know who you are,
right.
Some of your accolades and things of that nature. So, and if you still don't know, and there are a few people out there because there are some people who are new to gospel.
Right.
They just got saved not too long ago,
mm-hmm.
Exited the club life or the carnal life, and now they've traded it all in.
Come on.
And so now they've picked up a new friend, huh?
The Jesus.
Shante
yes.
Atkins.
Absolutely.
There it is. So y'all look her up. So talk to us about your song, God Sees You.
All right. So God Sees You was the very first song that I wrote and produced. This song is so special and dear to my heart because it not only speaks to something that I experienced myself, but it speaks to what so many are experiencing just throughout the world, throughout the church community, something that is not really talked about or discussed, but, you know, things like this happen all the time, and it deals with things like depression and suicide and all that, and just raises awareness
gotcha.
So that they know that we see what's going on. We're not turning a blind eye to you.
Gotcha. So what is the it?
What is the it?
Yeah, that
mental
that
health awareness.
Mental health.
Mental
okay.
health. Mental health. Things like we talk about specifically depression.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Talk about depression. We talk about suicide. We talk
okay.
about how people feel. What's going on internally.
Gotcha.
You know, all of those different things that we deal with that we may not verbalize.
Gotcha.
That people may not even know we're going through,
mm-hmm.
but it's happening. And so I think for me, I just was able to illustrate what so many people may be dealing with but may be afraid to say.
Gotcha.
You know, or ashamed to say.
Gotcha.
And I'm just like, we're just going to say it. We're just going to talk about it because
yeah.
it's happening. Let's deal with it.
You know, I'm glad that you're bringing that up because that runs rampant, especially through the church.
Yes.
And especially within ministry and especially within people who serve at high levels in ministry, pastors.
Yes.
I know laymen experience it a lot,
mm-hmm.
but I know that a lot of pastors and people who serve in high positions suffer in silence.
Yes.
Can you speak to that?
Yes. I don't think that people who are outside of those positions really understand
yeah.
the stress and the pressure that comes
yeah.
with that. They don't understand the calls that you get
yeah.
at all times of the night. They don't
mm-hmm.
understand the pressure that other people put on you to just
yeah.
be there savior. Yeah. You don't understand that because it's not you, because you're not getting all of those people coming to you constantly and putting that pressure on you and saying you need to do this. Mm-hmm. And you know, with the whole church hurt thing and all of that, they're putting all this pressure on these people. So imagine you coming into, you know what I mean, this position to try to actually help and serve others, and then they're blaming you for everything that went wrong in their lives. Mm-hmm. You're human. Mm-hmm. That affects you. You have to go home and deal with that. Yeah. And I think that people do not understand that those who are in higher positions, not that they're better or anything, but they are human just like you. They have issues just like you. Yeah. But they have been told, I believe, be quiet. Don't say anything. Don't bleed in front of the people. Yeah. Well, look, sit down from the people. Get yourself some help then.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And I think that we should all learn to be okay with that, because, again, they're human too.
Yeah.
They're human too. They have issues too. They have things that they need to deal with as well. And for them to have to just sit on it and not ever say anything, I don't think that that's fair, because they are a human being, title or no title. Yeah. They're a human being. And if they have issues, if they're grieving the loss of something, a lot of people don't understand that. People go into the mental, have their first introduction in with mental illness when they lose, you know what I'm saying, a parent, or have to deal with grief.
Yeah.
How do we deal with grief? Yeah. They usually don't deal with it. Just keep going. Yeah. Just keep shouting. Just keep praying. No, you need to sit down. You need to talk to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You need to talk these things out. You need to talk about the things that disappoint you, that hurt you. You don't need to live there.
Yes.
But you need to have time where you talk about it and you release that.
Yes.
Because if you hold it, it can kill you.
Amen. Amen. So it's okay for persons who are a part of the body of Christ to get professional help.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yes. Counseling, therapy.
Yeah.
I'm an advocate of all of that.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing, because a lot of people say, oh, well, you know, Jesus heals all. He does.
Yes.
But Jesus is a counselor, right?
That's
it says,
right.
Wonderful counselor, mighty God is he, right? It
That's
also
right.
says, in the multitude of counsel, there is great safety,
yes,
safety, right?
Yes, yes.
So all of these things are scriptural, but we don't look at it that way because of how we've been conditioned because of tradition.
Yeah.
You don't follow what the traditions are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because that tradition may be what helped the generation prior.
True.
What do we need for this generation?
True.
What do they need now?
True.
What kind of help do they need now? You have so many Christian psychologists, Christian counselors, all of these things. You have deliverance ministers, which I am one. Where we deal with the spiritual side of it, because there is a spiritual component to mental health. There's a spiritual component to mental illness. And even though, you know, we have Jesus and we have church and all that, no one's greater than Jesus. Let me just say that. I'm not saying Jesus doesn't heal or anything.
Yes.
But what I am saying is Jesus has given us resources through the people that he's using, that he's used, you know what I'm saying, to be instruments to help us get to where we need to be.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
There's
don't be
not.
Ashamed.
There's not. Stigma comes with that. There is shame that comes with that.
Yeah.
Even I serve in ministry as well. And, you know, from time to time, I have to find some true friends that I can confide in and talk to from time to time. People that I trust that are going to take what I say seriously.
Right.
And I don't have to worry about them going back and using me as a topic of their message or something like that.
Right.
So if you are serving in ministry, how do you find outlets and trustworthy people or places to sort of go to, let's say, for instance, if you're a pastor or if you're a pastor's wife, where do you go to sort of seek that help so that even though we say that there's not a stigma, but how do you reach out?
For one, don't go to your members.
Ah.
Okay. Don't go to someone who's so closely connected to the situation because they're too close.
Gotcha.
It's so much better to talk to someone who's on the outside.
Yes.
Who may not even be, you know what I mean, in ministry, or there may be people who specialize in that.
Amen.
There's so many ministries where they have counseling departments.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many ministries partner with another church. We are the body of Christ, right?
Amen.
So many people feel like they have to be in their little circle, in their little city, with their own people, and not talking to anybody else in the body of Christ.
Yeah.
You're not alone. We are many members, one body. There's somebody else that you can talk to.
Gotcha.
And so I think that it's a matter of seeking out and searching out that help. I personally don't believe that it's okay to talk to members. I think that people get too familiar and too comfortable with their members and sharing things and stuff like that. They can't handle that because they're looking to you. You're the person. You're supposed to help me. You know, they're looking up to you. So they can't take that. They can't handle it.
They don't want to follow a fallen...
Exactly.
Yeah.
They can't see you, you know what I mean, in that light.
Yes.
You know, so I think that there are, that it's good to have people who will hold you accountable, but will also just sit and listen and not look at you as if you're your title, but look at you as a human being.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's, like I said, counselors, therapists. different, you know what I mean, different places and organizations and stuff like that that help with those type of things. I believe that there are resources, no matter where you are, there's resources online. I'll say this, I worked in the mental health field from the time that I left, that I graduated from college up until now. And I ran into so many therapists, so many counselors. Sometimes I would just have to do an in and out session real quick, like check this out, check this out. I know you're not in church like that, but I know you have the skill set. Let me sit down and talk to you. I would sit down and talk. They would give me just so much good information. Amen. You know what I mean? That I needed. Did that trump Jesus? No, it didn't trump Jesus. Yeah. It didn't trump Jesus, but it taught me how to process certain things that I'm going through. These are things that you cannot deal with over the pulpit. And one thing I want to say is this. People have to stop getting mad at pastors for not knowing how to handle that. Pastors shepherd the flock. You need to understand the position of a pastor. The pastor is not your savior. The pastor is not your mediator. Jesus is your mediator. The pastor is not your counselor. You go to a counselor. And so you have all these people who are putting all these expectations on this pastor to do all these things. The Bible didn't even say they're supposed to do that. The Bible didn't say the pastor's supposed to meet all your needs. The Bible doesn't say that the pastor is your Jesus. The pastor, the Bible doesn't say any of those things. So make sure you know the function of a pastor so that you don't place all those unnecessary things on them. Because they may be in need. You know what I mean? But just to deal with your question, I think that it's necessary to talk to someone who's on the outside of the situation and really seek out help. Someone who you know is stable. You know?
And a professional in that field.
Absolutely.
So let me say to the pastors that'll be listening to this interview that you have to also be willing to know what your limitations are and allow people to go seek professional help as you see that is needed as well.
Absolutely.
That's important as well. So
and
that
set
the
those
pastor
boundaries.
Don't. Exactly. Amen.
Let the people know, you know, let them know, hey, look, check this out. I feed you the spiritual food, but when you know, when you need counseling and stuff like that, there are people who specialize in that area.
Amen. We're almost out of time. We've got a couple of minutes left. I wanted to say to you, you look just like you do on television. I said that to you earlier in the green room, but you do. And so you've done a lot of work behind the scenes that a lot of people are not familiar with. Just name some of the individuals you've worked with. I mean, I'm looking at the list here. I can name it, but I know I'm going to let you do it.
You two. I sang with you two. B.B. Winans, Dorinda Clark, Kanye West. I'm on recorded projects. Done different award shows, Soul Train Awards, BET Awards, Arsenio Hall show when that was going on. Also was able to sing for Oprah for her birthday. A lot of background before I became a solo artist.
So do you enjoy being a solo artist now?
I do. It took a while, though. I didn't want to do this.
Why?
You know,
why not, should I say?
Because I felt like if my heart is not going to be in it, I'm not going to do it. I don't like to just do things just because I'm talented. The Bible says, whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord with all of your heart. If my heart is not in it, then I'm not doing it as unto the Lord. I'm doing it as unto people because that's what they want me to do. And then I'll be in prison to what people want me to be and who they want me to be. And I won't be able to be my own creative, artistic self because they have this vision of me in their mind. So the vision that I have is the vision that God gave me. And then I execute that. You know what I mean? Accordingly versus... they want me to do this, they want me to do that because I sing. And then, you know, my sisters, people compare, first of all, before they even became Mary, I have seven sisters. People compare me all the time. And sometimes, you know, that puts more pressure on you because, oh, well, they did this. What are you going to do? They did that. What are you going to do? You know, and it's almost like they make you compete with your sister. That's crazy to me.
That's horrible.
I'm not competing with them. You know what
you
I mean?
You are you.
Exactly.
And that's how I see you. You are you. And you've blazed a trail for yourself. I mean, this is incredible as I'm looking at your accolades here. And you said you just recently moved to Chi-Town.
Yes, I
did. So why'd you do that?
7 months ago. It was really God. So, like I said earlier, I'm a deliverance minister. And my father was a deliverance minister. When he passed away, I kind of felt
I'm sorry to hear that. We saw that on the show when that happened.
It's been a process. But when he passed, you know, it was kind of hard for me to continue in ministry. And I still felt like there were certain things that I needed to know and learn and grow in the area of deliverance, which is not talked about a lot in church. And so I believe that me going there to serve up under a particular ministry, I don't know if you're familiar with Apostle John Eckhart.
I've got several of his books.
Yes, he's had a successful deliverance ministry for like 30, 40
apostle,
years.
Apostle, isn't he? Apostle,
He's Apostle John Eckhart, yeah. 30, 40 years, you know what I mean, in this thing. So when you go into deliverance ministry, you have to be well-trained, I believe. It's not something that you jump into. You know what I mean? And so I needed to sit and I needed to make sure that I was clear that I went through deliverance because a lot of people don't believe Christians can have demons, but we're not going to go there. But they can and they do. get delivered. So I went and I was able to sit. I'm still sitting under his ministry and really just learning and growing and serving in that area. Yeah. And I think that when you know that you're called to a specific area in ministry, in the ministry of reconciling people back to Jesus Christ, I just happen to be in the branch of the ministry of deliverance. Yes. I think that you need to be around people who are like-minded, who know that because it's going to be a constant struggle if not, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's giving me the information that I need, the confidence that I need, the clarity that I need, the foundation that I need. It's giving me a lot. And then also I was going for school as well. So that's why I'm there. I'll be there, you know, just for a few years and then I'm heading back.
What school are you at?
I'm applying to Moody Theological Seminary.
Okay.
And I have this opportunity where at another school they'll pay for half of my education, even half of my tuition. So I'm trying to see which one am I going to do. I know I went there to go to Moody, but I'm like, they're going to cut my tuition in half. We might go with that one.
Well, I want to wish you continued success in
Thank
your
you.
Endeavors.
Thank you.
And the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost is all in you. It flows from you. It oozes out of you. It radiates from you. And so you're just an incredible, talented, anointed young woman of God. And I just thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you for having
me. Yes, you're welcome. How can the listeners find out more about you and your music and your ministry, your deliverance ministry? How can they reach you?
Yeah, you can reach me at my website, ShantaeAtkins.com. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. It's Shantae Atkins. That's ItsShantaeAtkins on all social media outlets. I also have a YouTube channel. You can check out my videos there.
The podcast.
I have a podcast. Let's get into that.
Yeah.
I have a podcast that's on the Apple Podcast. It's also on Anchor if you have an Android. And then
that's me. Unfortunately, I'm trying, y'all. They're trying to get me the iPhone, but I'm working on it. Maybe in 2019. Maybe.
But you know, I'm not at the Android though.
Saying.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I have Android and iPhone, so you know, I like them both.
Yeah.
They have, you know, the good things on both, I believe.
Yeah.
But I, like I said, I have the podcast. All of my music you can find on all digital music outlets.
Gotcha.
I have 3 singles out. First one, I Will Follow, God Sees You, and then Bow Down. But we're pushing God Sees You today. So you guys check me out, follow me. Tay's Words of Wisdom. I share that on my Instagram page. I try to give little nuggets of revelation that I receive and share it with the rest of everyone that can use you.
Amen. Thank you so much. The one and only Shantae Atkins on Real Gospel. Thank you for coming by. And thank you, Kendall Duffy, for bringing her.
Yes, thank you,
You're
Kendall.
The best.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.